Against the blue background sits a louvered image of a castle. The space beneath the castle flares magically to reveal the words Walt Disney Pictures as a shooting star creates an arch. Puffy, translucent, purplish clouds hang in a deep blue, star-speckled sky. Words appear. Walt Disney Pictures presents Treasure Planet.
On the clearest of nights, when the winds of the Ethereum were calm and peaceful,
a massive spaceship resembling an 18th century galleon sails through the cosmos, its many sails catching the winds of the Ethereum as its thrusters propel it forward.
The great merchant ships with their cargoes of Arcturian solar crystals felt safe and secure.
Another ship follows.
Little did they suspect that they were pursued by pirates.
Its flag features a skull above crisscrossed rings.
And the most feared of all these pirates was the notorious Captain Nathaniel Flint.
The alien Flint turns, revealing fangs and three pairs of eyes. As his pirate ship fires broadsides at the merchant ship, a boy's face appears between the two vessels. Now, on a bed, the same boy reads a glowing holographic book.
Like a Kandarian Zapwing overtaking its prey.
James Pleiades Hawkins.
He closes the book.
I thought you were asleep an hour ago.
Mom, I was just getting to the best part. Please.
Oh, can those eyes get any bigger?
His mother sits on the bed.
Scooch over.
He opens the book, and the pirate ship rises from the pages.
Darian Zapwing overtaking its prey. Flint and his band of renegades swooped in out of nowhere.
The pirates board the merchant ship and fight the crew. Flint breaks the lock off a treasure chest and gloats over the loot inside.
And then, gathering up their spoils,
the merchant ship burns.
Vanished. Without a trace.
Ooh.
Flint's secret trove was never found, but stories have persisted that it remains hidden somewhere at the farthest reaches of the galaxy. Stowed with riches beyond imagination, the loot of a thousand worlds.
Treasure planet.
A planet with crisscrossed rings.
Blow your nose.
Jim dives from the bed's headboard onto the mattress.
How do you think Captain Flint did it, Mom? How did he swoop in out of nowhere and vanished without a trace?
I have no idea. Come here, you. I'm gonna get...
She blows on his belly, then finds an alien pirate toy under his pillow.
Now it's time for this little spacer to go to sleep.
You think somebody will ever find Treasure Planet?
Sweetheart, I think it's more like a legend.
I know it's real.
You win. It's real.
She kisses his forehead.
Nighty-night, Mom.
Nighty-night, sweetheart.
She pauses in the doorway.
I love you.
Love you, too.
She closes the door. Later, Jim sits under the covers with the book.
There are nights when the winds of the Ethereum, so inviting in their promise of flight and freedom, made one's spirit soar.
Now words appear. 12 years later, teenage Jim rides high above rugged terrain on a jet-propelled sailboard. Thrusters fire from the back of the solar surfer, and Jim's brown ponytail rustles in the wind as he soars past puffy white clouds. He looks around, then presses a button on the board with the heel of his boot. The sail retracts, and he skyboards back towards the ground, spinning and turning every which way into the canyon.
No!
Inches from the ground, the sail pops up, and the solar surfer levels out. He smashes through a caution barrier atop a gate, then skillfully weaves through a mining complex, skimming his board along a pipe. Up ahead looms a gigantic rotating spoke digger wheel cutting into the cliff face. He folds down the sail of the solar surfer and flies between a narrow opening. He triumphantly ascends into the sky, but his face falls as two robot policemen on hover cruisers sweep in behind him. Near a rustic building on a clifftop, a sign reads the Benbow Inn. Wearing a mop cap and long skirt, Jim's mother serves dinner to alien customers.
Mr. Hawkins,
I know. Refill on the perp juice. Coming right up, Mrs. Dunwoody. There we go. That's 4 powdered spheroids, 2 lunar eclipses, and it's a big bowl of Zorellian jelly worms for the big boy.
Awesome.
Enjoy.
A floppy-eared, bespectacled alien reads at a table.
Sorry, Delbert. Oh, it's been a madhouse here all morning.
No problem, Sarah. Ah, my Alponian chowder with the extra Solaris seed. Mmm, yum.
A frog-like girl bats her eyes.
Hello. What brings you here, curious little one?
She lingers by the table as Delbert lifts a spoonful to his mouth.
Go away. Are your parents around? What's the matter? Cat got your...
Her long lashing tongue swipes the spoonful.
Oh, that's so adorable at that age.
Oh, yes. Deplorable. Adorable. Hmm. Speaking of which, how's Jim doing?
Much better. I know he had some rough spots earlier this year, but I really think that he's starting to turn a corner.
The police.
Mrs. Hawkins.
Jim!
Ooh, wrong turn.
Okay, thanks for the lift, guys.
Not so fast. We apprehended your son operating a solar vehicle in a restricted area. Moving violation 904, section 15, paragraph...
6.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Jim!
As you are aware, ma'am, this constitutes a violation of his probation.
Yes, yes. No, I understand. But could we just...
Pardon me. Officers, if I might interject here, I am the noted astrophysicist Dr. Delbert Doppler. Perhaps you've heard of me. No? I have a clipping.
Are you the boy's father?
Oh!
What? No.
Good heavens, no.
You. He's just an old friend of the family.
Back off, sir!
Thank you, Delbert. I will take it from here.
Well, Sarah, if you insist... Don't ever let me do that again.
Due to repeated violations of Statute 15C, we have impounded his vehicle. Any more slip-ups will result in a one-way ticket to juvenile hall. Kitty Huska, the slammo.
Thank you, officers. It won't happen again.
We see his type all the time, ma'am. Wrong choices, said Enders. Losers.
Jim bristles.
You take care now.
Let's motor.
The police leave. Mrs. Hawkins looks at her wide-eyed clientele, who self-consciously go back to their meals.
Jim, I have had it. Do you want to go to juvenile hall? Is that it?
Jim starts clearing up.
Jim, look at me. It's been hard enough keeping this place afloat by myself without you going...
Mom, it's no big deal. There was nobody around. Those cops just won't get off my...
His mother glares at him, and he looks down sheepishly.
Forget it.
Mrs. Hawkins, my juice!
Yes, I'll be right there, Mrs. Dunwoody. Jim, I just don't want to see you throw away your entire future.
Jim takes the crockery into the kitchen.
Yeah, what future?
A little later, a morose Jim sits atop the Benbow Inn's roof, idly flinging pebbles. Hands folded, he leans back against the chimney and overhears his mother and Delbert talking inside.
I really don't know how you manage it, Sarah. Trying to run a business while raising a fellow like Jim.
Managing it. I'm at the end of my rope. Ever since his father left, well, Jim's just never recovered. And you know how smart he is. He built his first solar server when he was 8. And yet he's failing at school. He is constantly in trouble. And when I talk to him, he's like a stranger to me. I don't know, Delbert. I've tried everything.
Seeing a small vessel crash land atop a dock jutting over the cliffside, he hurries over.
Hey, mister! Mister, you okay in there, right?
A clawed hand presses the door open, and a reptilian creature spills out.
He's a-coming. Can you hear him? Those gears and gyros clicking and whirring like the devil himself?
hit your head there pretty hard, didn't you?
He's after me chest. That fiendish cyborg and his band of cutthroats. But they'll have to pry it from old Billy Bone's cold, dead fingers afore I...
Billy drops his chest and collapses.
Come on, give me your arm. That's it.
Good.
Mom's gonna love this.
Jim helps Billy up the path to the inn. Mrs. Hawkins manipulates futuristic window coverings, changing the view outside from the stormy sky to a flower-filled meadow.
Thanks for listening, Delbert.
She slumps into a chair.
It helps.
She looks at holographic images of Jim in a locket.
It's going to be okay. You'll see.
I keep dreaming one day I'll open that door, and there he'll be just the way he was. A smiling, happy little boy holding a new pet and begging me to let him keep it.
Delbert opens the door to Jim and Billy.
James Pleiades Hawkins!
Mom, he's hurt. Bad.
Billy collapses onto the floor.
Me chest, lad.
Jim slides Billy's chest over to him. He keys in a combination to open it.
He'll be coming soon. I can't let them find this.
Who's coming?
The cyborg. Beware the cyborg.
Billy sinks down motionless, leaving Jim holding a round package wrapped in a string and brown paper about the size of a softball. A space schooner descends from the sky outside the Benbow, its bright searchlight beaming down. The brawny pirates aboard disembark. Jim opens the window coverings a little and sees them coming. He turns to his mother and Delbert.
Quick, we gotta go!
They run upstairs.
I believe I'm with Jim on this one!
The pirates fire laser bolts through the door, knocking furnishings over and starting a fire, then burst in and ransack the place. Upstairs, Delbert opens a window and calls to a creature harnessed to a carriage.
Don't worry, Sarah. I'm an expert in the laws of physical science. On the count of three. One,
three!
Jim pushes them and they all land in the carriage. Delilah, a two-legged beast of burden, gallops off at speed. Mrs. Hawkins looks out of the carriage at the burning inn. She sinks into her seat with her head bowed. Jim removes the paper wrapped around the object. It's a glowing metal orb with a tiled surface. Later, in a mansion's observatory tower, they sit in front of a fire.
I just spoke with the constabulary. Those blackguard pirates have fled without a trace.
I'm sorry, Sarah.
I'm afraid the old Benbow Inn has burned to the ground.
Jim puts a shawl around his mother's shoulders, then picks up the sphere and plays with it.
Well, certainly a lot of trouble over that odd little sphere. Those markings baffle me. Unlike anything I've ever encountered. Even with my vast experience and superior intellect, it would take me years to unlock its...
Tiny green lights swirl from the sphere, forming a grid on the ceiling and walls.
What? It's a map! Wait! This is us, the planet Montressor.
He touches it and celestial bodies float across.
That's the Magellanic Cloud. Woo! The Coral Galaxy. That's the Cygnus Cross. And that's the Carrion Abyss. Wait, what's this?
A planet with two crisscrossed rings appears.
It's
Treasure Planet.
No.
That's Treasure Planet.
Flint's Trove? The loot of a thousand worlds? You know what this means?
It means that all that treasure is only a boat ride away.
Whoever brings it back would hold an eternal place atop the pantheon of explorers. He'd be able to experience...
It disappears.
What just happened?
Mom, this is it. This is the answer to all our problems.
Jim, there is absolutely no way...
Don't you remember? All those stories?
That's all they were. Stories.
With that treasure, we could rebuild the Benbow 100 times over.
Well, this is... It's just... Oh, my. Delbert, would you please explain how ridiculous this is?
It's totally preposterous, traversing the entire galaxy alone.
Now, at last, we hear some sense.
That's why I'm going with you.
Delbert!
He packs.
I'll use my savings to finance an expedition. I'll commission a ship, hire a captain and a crew.
You're not serious.
All my life I've been waiting for an opportunity like this, and here it is, screaming! Go, Delbert! Go, Delbert! Go!
Okay! You're both grounded!
Mom, look. I know that I keep messing everything up. And I know that I let you down.
Mrs. Hawkins' eyes widen.
But this is my chance to make it up to you. I'm gonna set things right.
She shakes her head.
Sarah, if I may. You said yourself, you've tried everything. There are much worse remedies than a few character-building months in space.
Are you saying this because it's the right thing, or because you really want to go?
I really, 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 really want to go. And it's the right thing.
Mrs. Hawkins looks over at Jim, who stares down miserably. She goes over to him.
Jim, I don't want to lose you.
Mom, you won't. I'll make you proud.
Mother and son share a smile.
Well, there we are then. We'll begin preparations at once. Jim, my boy, soon we'll be off to the spaceport.
Delbert points to a bright crescent moon hanging in the night sky. Then the view draws nearer. On closer inspection, the glowing crescent-shaped object turns out to be a spaceport, its docks and jetties teeming with vessels of all shapes and sizes. Strange bird-like creatures glide through the Ethereum, their long gray-tipped wings gracefully flapping past an array of ships and bridges. On the quaysides, all manner of men and alien beings are hard at work loading and unloading ships. In amongst the bustling throng, Jim makes his way down a concourse. Cradling a tiny dog-like creature, a regal alien with two servants snootily looks down her nose at Jim.
Jim! Oh, Jim! Wait for me!
Jim heaves a sigh as Delbert, wearing a comically oversized spacesuit, clomps down the walkway behind him.
Well, Jim, this should be a wonderful opportunity for the two of us to get to know one another. You know what they say, familiarity breeds, contempt. But in our case...
Look, let's just find the ship, okay?
Locals give Jim directions.
Second berth on your right!
You can't miss it.
Hey, thanks.
It's the suit, isn't it? I should never have listened to that pushy, two-headed saleswoman. This one said it fit, that one said it was my color. I didn't know what to do. I get so flustered.
Oh!
Delbert bumps into Jim.
Oh! Jim, this is our ship. The RLS Legacy.
An elegant three-masted galleon hovers at anchor.
Wow.
An officer resembling a bulldog gives orders.
Cast forward! Heave together now!
Jim steps aboard.
How cool is that? This.
He bumps into a bulky crew person.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to.
The tentacles on the crew person's face extend.
Allow me to handle this.
Delbert blows raspberries, then lays a hand beneath an armpit and jerks his elbow up and down.
I'm fluent in flatula, Jim. Took 2 years of it in high school.
Flatula. Cool.
Delbert talks to the officer.
Good morning, Captain. Everything shipshape?
Shipshape it is, sir. But I'm not the captain. The captain's aloft.
An agile, feminine cat-like alien swings down to the deck on ropes. Delbert and Jim gape as she faces the officer.
Mr. Arrow, I've checked this miserable ship from stem to stern, and as usual, it's spot on. Can you get nothing wrong?
You flatter me, Captain.
She approaches Delbert.
Ah. Dr. Doppler, I presume.
Yes,
hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Stop that banging.
If I may, Doctor, this works so much better when it's right way up and plugged in.
She adjusts his suit.
There you go.
If you don't mind, I can manage my own plugging.
I'm Captain Amelia. Late of a few run-ins with the Proton Armada. Nasty business, but I won't bore you with my scars. You've met my first officer, Mr. Arrow. Sterling, tough, dependable, honest, brave and true.
Please, Captain.
Oh, shut up, Arrow. You know I don't mean a word of it.
Excuse me. I hate to interrupt this lovely banter, but may I introduce to you Jim Hawkins? Jim, you see, is the boy who found the treasure.
Doctor, please.
Alien crew members look over with interest.
I'd like a word with you in my stateroom.
Amelia locks the door.
Doctor, to mule and blabber about a treasure map in front of this particular crew demonstrates a level of ineptitude that borders on the imbecilic, and I mean that in a very caring way.
Imbecilic, did you say? Foolishness, I've got...
May I see the map, please?
Delbert holds up a finger and looks at Jim, who shrugs. As Delbert beckons, Jim throws her the sphere.
Here.
She looks at it. She locks it in a cupboard.
Mr. Hawkins, in the future, you will address me as Captain or Ma'am. Is that clear?
Jim rolls his eyes.
Mr. Hawkins?
Yes, Ma'am.
That'll do. Gentlemen, this must be kept under lock and key when not in use. And Doctor, again, with the greatest possible respect, zip your howling screamer.
Captain, I assure you,
Let me make this as monosyllabic as possible. I don't much care for this crew you hired. They're... How did I describe them, Arrow? I said something rather good this morning before coffee.
A ludicrous parcel of driveling galoots, ma'am.
There you go. Poetry.
Now, see here.
Doctor, I'd love to chat. Tea, cake, the whole shebang. But I have a ship to launch and you've got your outfit to buff up. Mr. Arrow, please escort these two neophytes down to the galley straight away. Young Hawkins will be working for our cook, Mr. Silver.
Well, what? The cook?
That woman, that feline. Who does she think is working for whom?
It's my map, and she's got me bussing tables.
I'll not tolerate a cross word about our captain. There's no finer officer in this or any galaxy.
They enter a gloomy galley where a heavy-set cook is working.
Mr. Silver?
Why, Mr. Arrow, sir. Bringing such fine-looking distinguished gents to grace my humble galley. Had I known, I'd have tucked in me shirt.
Silver has a mechanical right arm, leg, and ear, plus a laser eye.
Cyborg.
May I introduce Dr. Doppler, the financier of our voyage?
Love the outfit.
A beam from Silver's eye scans Delbert's suit.
Love the eye. This young lad is Jim Hawkins.
Jimbo!
Silver extends his hand, the fingers made of sharp instruments, then converts them into less threatening ones.
Now don't be too put off by this hunk of hardware.
He uses his mechanical arm to shell some prom-like creatures and playfully pretends to chop his human hand off.
Whoa! These gears have been tough getting used to, but they do come in mighty handy from time to time.
He breaks eggs into a pan, quickly torches the dish with a flamethrower attachment on his arm, then transfers the ingredients to a stovetop pot. He tries some stew, then serves the others.
Here, now. Have a taste of me famous buns of beast stew.
Delbert sniffs it, then gently laps some up.
Mmm, delightfully tangy, yet robust.
Old family recipe.
An eyeball pops up in the stew.
In fact, that was part of the old family. Oh, just kidding, Doc.
Silver eats the eyeball.
I'm nutting if I ain't a kidder. Go on, Jimbo, have a swig.
Jim's spoon suddenly devours some food before turning into a floating pink blob with a face.
Marv! You jiggle-headed blob of mischief. So that's where you was hiding.
Morph turns into a straw, slurps up the bowl of stew, and nuzzles Jim's cheek.
What? What is that thing?
It's a morph. I rescued the little shapeshifter on Proteus One.
Morph goes to Silver.
I took a shine to me. We've been together ever since.
We're about to get underway. Would you like to observe the launch, Doctor?
Would I? Does an active galactic nucleus have superluminal jets?
Arrow stiffens.
I'll follow you.
Mr. Hawkins will stay here. In your charge, Mr. Silver.
Begging your pardon, sir, but...
Captain's orders. See to it the new cabin boy's kept busy.
Jim and Silver rub their faces and regard each other.
So, Captain's put you with me, eh?
Whatever.
Silver smiles and shrugs.
Who'll be a humble cyborg to argue with a captain?
Jim picks up a purple fruit from a barrel.
You know, these perps, they're kind of like the ones back home. On Montressor. You ever been there?
Can't say as I have, Jimbo.
Jim eats the fruit.
Come to think of it, just before I left, I met this old guy who was, he was kind of looking for a cyborg buddy of his.
Is that so?
Yeah. What was that old salamander's name? Oh, yeah. Bones. Billy Bones.
Bones? Bones? It ain't ringing any bells. Must have been a different cyborg. There's a slew of cyborgs roaming this port.
Prepare to cast
off. Off with you, lad. And watch the launch. There'll be plenty work awaiting for you afterwards.
Jim heads back up on deck. Silver turns and thoughtfully watches him go.
We best be keeping a sharp eye on this one, eh, Morph? We wouldn't want him straying into things he shouldn't.
In the crow's nest.
We are all clear, Captain!
Well, my friend, are we ready to raise this creaking top?
My pleasure, Captain. All hands to station! Smartly now!
Motley alien crew members hurry about the ship's deck and rigging.
Loose all solar sails!
The crew unfurls the sails, and Jim finds himself in the way of an alien pulling on a rope. Powered by twin rear engines, the Legacy begins to ascend from the spaceport.
Brace up!
The sails are pulled up into their final position. Jim watches as solar power pulses down the main mast into the engine room, where a horned alien grips a lever in its pudgy fingers. As the ship moves off, Jim and others levitate.
Mr. Snuff, engage artificial gravity!
Snuff, the flatulent tentacled alien, salutes and pushes a control. Everyone returns back to the decks, Delbert landing on his head.
South by southwest, Mr. Turnbuckle, heading to 100.
Aye, Captain. 2100.
Turnbuckle turns the ship's wheel.
Full speed, Mr. Arrow, if you please.
Take her away!
In the engine room, the pudgy alien pushes the lever.
Brace yourself, Doctor.
The ship accelerates, sending Delbert crashing back into a wall and knocking nuts and bolts out of his spacesuit. As the Legacy powers away from the spaceport, Jim climbs up onto the rigging and looks ahead towards a distant nebula. Creatures resembling manta rays fly by the ship. A herd of creatures shaped like humpback whales glides alongside the ship. One of them passes overhead, dwarfing the Legacy's flickering sails. Another gazes at Jim, its eye as big as Jim's head. Delbert watches, enraptured, from an observation bridge.
Upon my word, an Orcus Galacticus!
He gets his camera out.
Smile!
Doctor, I'd stand clear.
An Orcus Galacticus sprays Delbert with slime from its blowhole.
Ah, it is a grand day for sailing, Captain. And look at you. You're as trim and as bonny as a sloop with new sails and a fresh coat of paint.
Silver bows.
You can keep that kind of flim-flammery for your spaceport floozies, Silver.
Morph takes her form.
You cut me to the quick, Captain. I speaks nothing but me heart at all times.
And, by the way, isn't that your cabin boy aimlessly footling about in those shrouds?
Silver sees Jim.
A momentary aberration, Captain. It's soon to be addressed.
Jimbo!
I got two new friends I'd like you to meet. Say hello to Mr. Mop
and Mrs. Bucket.
Jim catches the cleaning supplies.
Yippee.
He swabs the deck.
Yeah, I got your Mr. Mop.
A behemoth shoves him aside.
Watch it, twerp.
The huge alien clenches his four fists. Jim watches several other crew members conferring around a barrel. The pudgy alien notices him and taps a dreadlocked friend who folds his arms.
What are you looking at, weirdo?
His head scurries off by itself.
Yeah, weirdo.
His torso sports a face. A spidery creature crawls over.
Cabin boys should learn to mind their own business.
Why, you got something to hide, Bright Eyes?
He grabs Jim by the collar.
Maybe your ears don't work so well.
Yeah. Too bad my nose works just fine.
Why, you impudent little...
As he slams Jim against the mast, others gather around.
Any last words? Cabin boy.
As the spider raises a claw, Silver yanks it away.
Mr. Scrope?
Silver calmly bites into a perp.
You ever see what happens to a fresh perp when you squeeze real hard?
As Silver twists his arm, Scroop drops Jim.
What's all this then?
The hefty arrow marches down onto the deck.
You know the rules. There'll be no brawling on this ship. Any further offenders will be confined to the brig for the remainder of the voyage.
Am I clear, Mr. Scroop?
Scroop catches the bright red glint in Silver's cybernetic right eye.
Transparently.
As Arrow walks away, Scroop narrows his glowing yellow eyes.
Well done, Mr. Arrow, sir. A tight ship's a happy ship, sir.
Silver salutes.
Jimbo, I gave you a job.
Hey, I was doing it until that bug thing got...
Belay that! Now, I want this deck swabbed spotless. And heaven help you if I come back and it's not done. Morph, keep an eye on this pup. Let me know if there be any more distractions.
Silver hobbles off. Morph turns into a big pair of eyes watching Jim as he mops up. Silver goes below decks to find the rest of the crew gathered.
Joe, we're all here. Fine.
Silver paces.
Now, if you'll pardon my plain speaking, gentlemen, are you all... Start raining! Totally blinking!
He brandishes a sword.
After all my finagling, getting us hired as an upstanding crew, you want to blow the whole mutiny before it's time?
The boy was sniffing about.
You just stick to the plan, you bug-brained twit. As for the boy, I'll run him so ragged he won't have time to think.
Now Jim mops the deck. A second smaller mop swabs his shoe, then flips into the air and becomes Morph. The pink blob hiccups and bubbles fly out.
Well, this has been a fun day, huh? Making new friends, like that spider psycho.
Morph turns into a mini Scroop.
A little uglier.
Morph makes a scary face.
Pretty close.
Thank heavens for little miracles. Up here for an hour and the deck still in one piece.
Look, what you did, thanks.
Didn't your pap ever teach you to pick your fights a bit more carefully?
Brow furrowed, Jim returns to swabbing the deck.
Your father not the teaching sort?
No. He was more the taking off and never coming back sort.
Oh. Sorry, lad.
Hey, no big deal. I'm doing just fine.
Is that so? Well, since the captain has put you in my charge, like it or not, I'll be pounding a few skills into that thick head of yours to keep you out of trouble.
What?
From now on, I'm not letting you out of my sight.
You can't do...
You won't so much as eat, sleep, or scratch your bum without my say-so.
Don't do me any favors.
Oh, you can be sure of that, my lad. You can be sure of that.
Daytime, Silver hangs alongside the Legacy on scaffolding with Jim, who scrapes at barnacles.
Put some elbow into it.
The view pulls back to reveal the entire bottom half of the ship covered with a donut-shaped barnacle crust. Now in the galley, Silver and Jim peel vegetables resembling potatoes. Jim looks fretfully up at a grate in the ceiling and remembers himself as a small boy looking fretfully out of a window in the Benbow with his mother, who hugs him. On a bridge atop the Legacy's bowsprit, Silver shows a disinterested Jim how to tie a knot. He looks up to discover Jim gone, his knotted rope trailing from the bridge. As Jim paces along the edge of the hull, Silver checks the rope. Finding its knot identical to his own, he smiles. As Jim swabs the deck, Silver shoves a sudsy bucket at him. In another flashback, little Jim proudly displays a model boat to a man, who pats the boy's head and walks right on by. Crestfallen, young Jim bows his head. On the Legacy, Jim smiles as Silver animatedly tells the crew a story, the various shapes of his mechanical hand forming shadow puppets on a wall. In the galley, Silver gives Jim an enormous pile of crockery to wash up. Staring resentfully, Jim gets on with it. Later, Silver returns to find Jim asleep near the now spotless stacks of cookware. He gazes abashedly, then gently covers the sleeping Jim with his coat. Unnoticed, Jim awakens and watches him head upstairs. Later, Silver and Jim lower a longboat from a hangar below decks. Aboard the boat, Silver gives Jim a salute. Jim's face falls as the longboat sails away. In the Benbow Inn, little Jim wakes up and sees his father walking to a ship moored outside. He rushes downstairs to find his mother sobbing. He races along the dock and stretches out his hand, just as his father steps from the gangplank and the ship takes off. Back in the present, Silver beckons Jim to join him in the longboat, then explains the controls. Jim presses a button and lowers two throttles, sending the boat rocketing forward. They sail into the tail of a comet, where Jim pulls some flashy maneuvers, weaving the vessel in between chunks of ice and steering it into a barrel roll. When they emerge from the comet, sail raised, Silver grins and shakes the snow from his hat. Later, they return to the Legacy and pull up beneath the opening in the underside. As they raise the longboat into the hangar, heaving pulley ropes, Silver's end dips.
Oh, you having a little trouble there?
Oh, get away from me. Oh, Jimbo.
Silver ties off his pulley rope.
If I could maneuver a skiff like that when I was your age, they'd be bowing in the streets when I walked by today.
Bowing in the streets? I don't know. They weren't exactly singing my praises when I left home.
The longboat secured, Jim sits down. Silver mops his brow.
But I'm gonna change all that.
How you know? Oh, sure.
I got some plans. Gonna make people see me a little different.
Oh. Sometimes plans go astray.
Not this time.
Silver turns his attention to his hydraulic peg leg and tries to tighten the nut on it. Morph turns into a wrench.
Oh, thank you, Morphy.
Jim looks curiously at the peg leg.
So, how'd that happen anyway?
Silver flexes his mechanical fingers.
You give up a few things. Chasing a dream.
He gazes wistfully.
Was it worth it?
Silver smiles and sits next to Jim.
I'm hoping it is, Jimbo. I most surely am.
Bright light floods the hangar as the ship lurches violently. Silver hurries up on deck, where Delbert takes out his spyglass.
What the devil?
Good heavens. The star Pellucid. It's gone. Supernova.
Evasive action, Mr. Turnbuckle.
Aye, Captain.
Turnbuckle frantically turns the wheel.
Your
crew members tie lifelines around their waists. The Legacy races ahead of a planet-sized wall of molten gas. The heat overtakes them, blowing out the rear windows of the captain's cabin. Fiery meteors blast through the sails.
Mr. Arrow! Secure those sails!
Secure all sails! Break them down, men!
Crew members climb up into the rigging. Jim and Silver make their way out onto the jib boom at the bow of the ship. The horn-pudgy crewman blasts incoming meteorites with a laser cannon.
Yeah, baby! Ba-boom!
As a meteorite strikes the jib boom, Silver falls off.
Silver!
Jim grabs his lifeline and pulls him back to safety.
Oh, thanks, lad.
They share a brief smile. Then see a gigantic fiery meteorite bearing down on the ship. The pudgy horned crewman fires laser rounds at the meteorite, but they explode harmlessly. As the meteorite comes ever closer, he abandons the cannon and makes a run for it. Silver and Jim stare with dread when suddenly the meteorite falls away toward a cloudy swirl below, pulled by an unseen force.
Captain! The star!
It's devolving into a black hole!
We're being pulled in!
Oh, no, you don't!
The return buckle is wrenched away from the helm, and the captain takes his place. A wave of fire rocks the ship as it's drawn towards the black hole.
Blast these waves! They're so deucedly erratic!
No, Captain! They're not erratic at all! There'll be one more in precisely 47.2 seconds, followed by the biggest Megilla of them all!
Of course! Brilliant, Doctor! We'll ride that last Megilla out of here!
All sail secured, Captain!
Good man! Now, release them immediately!
Aye, Captain! You heard her, men! Unfurl those sails!
What? But we just finished!
Tying them down!
Make up your blooming minds!
The crew climbs back into the rig.
Mr. Hoggins, make sure all lifelines are secured good and tight!
Aye, Captain!
Up on the topsail yard, Arrow and Scroop unfurl the sails. Down on the deck, Jim ties the lifelines to belaying pins around the mast.
Lifeline secured, Captain!
Very good!
The Legacy begins to fall into the black hole. An energy wave rocks the ship and Arrow plummets from the topsail yard, but his lifeline holds him. He starts to hoist himself up. Scroop appears from behind the topsail and snips the lifeline with his claw. Arrow falls into the black hole, the severed end of rope trailing after him.
Captain! The last wave! Here it comes!
Hold on to your lifelines, gents! It's gonna be a bumpy ride!
The ship continues its descent into the black vortex. Morf turns himself into a rope and ties himself to another rope. Silver holds Jim to the mainmast, and they brace themselves. A mighty wave erupts out of the darkness, filling the Legacy's sails almost to bursting with energy. The ship powers out of the black hole on the crest of the flaming wave. Delbert is thrown across the deck by the force of the acceleration. The Legacy sails out into the safety of deep space. Silver relaxes his grip on the mast, and he and Jim watch the crew celebrate. Morph unties himself from the rope and collapses in a heap.
Captain! Oh, my goodness. That was the most...
Oh, tish tosh. Actually, Doctor, your astronomical advice was most helpful.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I have a lot of help to offer anatomically, anemonically, astronomically.
Well, I must congratulate you, Mr. Silver. It seems your cabin boy did a bang-up job with those lifelines. All hands accounted for, Mr. Arrow?
Everyone looks around.
Mr. Arrow?
Scroop approaches.
I'm afraid Mr. Arrow has been lost.
He gives Arrow's hat to Amelia.
His lifeline was not secured.
Everyone looks at Jim.
No, I checked them all.
He rushes to the mast and sees an empty belaying pin.
I did. I checked them all. They were secure. I swear.
Captain Amelia frowns at Jim, who looks crestfallen. Silver gazes over at Scroop, who smiles slyly back at him. Silver gives him a disapproving look.
Mr. Arrow was a... fine spacer. Finer than most of us could ever hope to be. But he knew the risks, as do we all. Resume your posts. We carry on.
Amelia walks back up the steps to the rear of the ship. Jim runs off. A troubled Silver looks at Morph, who perches on his shoulder. The Legacy sails through the calm of the Ethereum. Jim sits alone in the rigging, lost in melancholy thought. Silver approaches and leans on the side of the ship, looking up at him.
It wasn't your fault, you know.
Jim toys with a length of rope.
Why, half the crew would be spinning in that black abyss if not for...
Don't you get it? I screwed up! I mean, for 2 seconds, I thought that maybe I could do something right, but... I just...
Jim slumps against the mast.
Just forget it. Forget it.
Silver regards Jim compassionately, then spins him around to face him.
No,
You listen to me, James Hawkins. You got the makings of greatness in you, but you gotta take the helm and charge your own course. Stick to it, no matter the squalls. And when the time comes, you get the chance to really test the cut of your sails and show what you're made of. Well, I hope I'm there, catching some of the light coming off you that day.
Jim chokes up. Silver smiles kindly at him, and Jim presses his head to his chest. Silver looks around uncertainly, then lays a comforting hand on Jim's shoulder.
Lad, that's all right, Jimbo. It's all right.
Silver gives him a hug.
Now, Jim, I best be getting about my watch, and you'd best be getting some shut-eye.
He pushes Jim in the direction of the stairs leading below decks. Jim turns and smiles at Silver, who waves at him. Then Jim goes down below. Silver looks troubled, and he turns to Morph on his shoulder.
Getting in too deep here, Morphy. Next thing you know, they'll be saying I've gone soft.
Morph nuzzles Silver's rough cheek, bringing a smile to his face. They head off. Above them, Scroop stands on a horizontal yardarm, his yellow eyes piercing the shadows. At daybreak, Jim and the rest of the crew slumber in their hammocks. Snuff's hammock sags inches above Jim's body. One of his sputtering tentacles blows Jim's hair back. Falling out of his hammock, Jim pulls on one of his boots. As he reaches for the other, it hops off on its own and hides behind a chest.
Morph?
As Jim kneels beside the chest, the boot hops out from the other side.
Morph, knock it off. It's too early for this.
It kicks him.
Ow! Hey, Morph!
Changing back, Morph grabs the real boot and flies off.
Hey, come back here!
He pursues Morph up onto the top deck and dives to retrieve his boot. Morph turns into a puffer fish and squirts water at him.
That's it, you little squid.
He swipes at Morph, who turns into tiny copies of Jim's head, popping up from a deck grate like moles in an arcade game. Pulling his boot on, Jim stumbles down the galley stairs below. He peers into a barrel full of perps, sees Morph disguised as one of the fruits, and jumps in after him.
Busted!
Jim spies Silver and others through a narrow gap in the barrel.
We are wanting to move.
We don't move till we got the treasure in hand.
I say we kill them all now.
I say, what's this? I say, disobey my orders again like that stunt you pulled with Mr. Arrow. And so help me, you'll be joining him!
Silver throws Scroop against the barrel.
Strong talk, but I know otherwise.
You got something to say?
Scroop grabs a perp from inside.
It's that boy.
Silver's eyes widen.
Me thinks you have a soft spot for him.
Scroop pierces the perp with his claw.
Now, mark me, the lot of you. I care about one thing, and one thing only. Flint's throne. You think I'd risk it all for the sake of some nose-wipy little whelp?
What was it now? Oh, you got the makings of greatness in you.
Shut your gap! I cozied up to that kid to keep him off our scent. But I ain't gone soft.
Silver and the other crew members scramble above decks. Jim ruefully winces his eyes shut.
There it is! Three spies and three kills, if you got them!
The faces of the crew light up as they see a golden planet in the distance, with twin rings encircling it. Silver feels in his pocket.
Where the devil's my glass?
In the galley, a reflection in the spyglass shows Jim exiting the barrel. He races halfway upstairs, only to find Silver standing at the top.
Jimbo.
Silver glances around furtively, then backs Jim down into the galley.
Playing games? Are we?
Yeah. Yeah, we're playing games.
was never much good at games.
His hand forms a pistol.
Always hated to lose.
Jim stabs some shears into Silver's peg leg.
Me too!
As exhaust wafts out, he runs up to the deck past Silver. Silver crawls onto the deck and with his cyborg eyes sees Jim and Morph hurrying into Amelia's stateroom.
Lost it all.
Silver hobbles along the deck and blows a whistle.
Change in plan, lads! We move now!
Silver draws his cutlass. Cheering crew members leave their posts.
Striker colors, Mr. Onus.
Me pleasure, Captain.
Onus, the lookout, lowers the Legacy's flag from the masthead. The four-armed behemoth breaks into the ship's armory and distributes weapons to the mutinous crew. The Jolly Roger flag raises behind Silver. In the stateroom, Amelia tosses Delbert a gun.
Pirates on my ship, I'll see they all hang. Doctor, familiar with these?
Oh, I've seen,
It goes off, shattering a globe.
No, I'm not.
Amelia rolls her eyes. Morph looks at the map sphere.
Mr. Hawkins, defend this with your life.
Morph, give me that!
Jim grabs the sphere as crewmen fire lasers at the door.
Are you taking all day about it?
Silver destroys the door with an arm cannon. Finding the stateroom empty, he spies a hole blasted in the floor.
Oh! Stop him!
He hurls one of the pirates down the hole after the escapees. Amelia, Delbert, Jim, and Morph race into the longboat hangar, pursued by charging pirates.
Thank you!
To the longboats, quickly!
Amelia shuts and locks the hangar door. Jim and Delbert jump into one of the longboats, while Amelia opens the hatch to the outside. The pirates begin to weld their way through the hangar door as Amelia joins Jim and Delbert in the longboat. Morph takes the sphere from Jim's pocket.
Morph! No!
Jim chases after Morph. The pirates break through the hangar door.
This, you pop-filled foils!
Delbert blasts an object from the ceiling, which crushes a walkway, sending their pursuers plummeting through the underside opening.
Did you actually aim for that?
You know, actually, I did.
They duck a couple of laser bolts, then spy Silver working the controls of the hangar's closing hatch.
Oh, blast it!
Amelia spots a pulley cable.
Doctor, when I say now, shoot out the forward cable. I'll take this one.
Morph! Here! Morph!
Silver sees Jim pursuing Morph on a walkway.
Morph! Morphy, come here!
Morph! Morph! Bring it here! Morph, come here!
Come here, boy!
Morph, over here!
Come here, Dad!
Come here, boy, Morph!
Come on!
Morph!
The confused pink blob dives into a nearby coil of rope. As Silver reaches for it, Jim grabs the sphere and runs off. Silver aims his gun at him, but can't bring himself to fire.
No!
Amelia and Delbert shoot the cables holding the longboat, and it falls out of the hatch. Jim jumps for it and clings to the longboat's side as it plunges.
Jim!
Delbert pulls Jim into the boat.
Parameters met! Hydraulics engaged!
The pudgy alien aims a cannon.
That's it. Talk to Papa.
Hold your fire. We'll lose the map.
He opens fire.
Captain, laser ball at 12 o'clock.
The laser ball strikes the longboat, breaking off its stern. Amelia clutches her arm in pain. The bow of the longboat hurtles down toward a planet's surface with Amelia, Delbert, and Jim on board. Amelia wrestles with the tiller as the boat bounces down through a forest of giant-sized mushroom-like plants. It plows right through the cap of one plant, hits the ground, flips over, and skids to a halt in a sunlit glade. Jim lifts up the hull and rubs his neck.
Oh, my goodness. That was more fun than I ever want to have again.
That's not one of my gossamer landings.
Captain!
Amelia collapses. Oh. Delbert and Jim help her up.
Oh, don't fuss.
She sways unsteadily.
Slight bruising, that's all. Cup of tea and I'll be right as rain. Mr. Hawkins.
She faces Delbert, then turns to Jim.
The map, if you please.
Jim takes the sphere from his pocket. It floats into the air and turns into Morph.
Morph? Morph, where's the map?
He becomes the sphere inside the rope.
Are you serious? It's back on the ship?
He tries to catch Morph.
Stifle that blob and get low. We've got company.
A longboat sails overhead. Amelia peeks out from behind the wreck of their own boat.
We need a more defensible position. Mr. Hawkins, Scout ahead.
She gives him a pistol.
Aye, Captain.
Steady, steady. Now, let's have a look at that.
Delbert tends to Amelia as Jim trudges off with Morph. Jim slides carefully down a giant tree root into a thicket. Morph floats down after him. They wander along, looking at the thick vegetation. A scope sticks out from a cluster of bell-shaped plants and watches them go by. Jim climbs over another large root. A view through the scope tracks him and Morph as they continue on. They turn to a rustling plant. Jim cocks his pistol and walks cautiously over to the bell-shaped plants. A mechanical face pops up from one as a scrawny robot tackles him.
Carbon-based life form come to rescue me at last.
I just want to hug you and squeeze you and hold you close to me.
All right. Oh.
Just let go of me?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. It's just, I've been marooned for so long. I mean, solitude's fun. Don't get me wrong. For heaven's sakes, after 100 years, you go a little nuts. I'm sorry. My name is...
Morph becomes a miniature robot with a cuckoo popping out of its head.
Ben! Of course I'm Ben! The bioelectronic navigator.
Oops.
And you are?
Jim.
Oh, what a pleasure to meet you, Jimmy.
It's Jim.
Anyway.
Look, I'm kind of in a hurry, okay? I gotta find a place to hide, and there's pirates chasing.
Oh, pirates! Don't get me started on pirates! I don't like them! I remember Captain Flint. This guy had such a temper.
Wait. You knew Captain Flint?
I think he suffered from mood swings, personally. I'm not a therapist in any way. But
you let me know when I'm rambling.
Well, but that means... Well, wait, but then you gotta know about the treasure?
Treasure?
Yeah, Flint's trove, you know, a loot of 1,000 worlds.
It's all...
Fuzzy. Wait.
I remember. I do. Treasure! Lots of treasure! Buried in the...
Centroid
of the mechanism! And there was this big door opening and closing and opening and closing! And Captain Flint wanted to make sure nobody could ever get to his treasure, so I helped him...
Ben's head rattles and sparks.
No, that inaccessible!
Ben!
Reboot!
Ben!
Reboot!
Jim slaps him.
And you are?
Wait, what about the treasure?
I want to say Larry.
The centroid of the mechanism, or...
I'm sorry, my memory isn't what it used to be. I lost my mind. I've lost my mind. You haven't found it, have you? My missing piece? My primary memory circuit?
Look, Ben, I really need to find a place to hide, okay? So I'm just gonna be, moving on.
Then... I guess, this is goodbye, huh? I'm sorry that I'm so dysfunctional.
Ben sinks to his knees.
So go ahead, and I do understand. I do. Bye-bye.
Jim eyes Morph.
Look, if you're gonna come along, you're gonna have to stop talking.
Oh, this is fantastic! Me and my best buddy out looking for a...
Ben leaps into Jim's cradling arms.
Being quiet.
And you have to stop touching me.
Touching and talking. That's my two big no-nos.
Okay. Now, I think that we should head...
Say, listen, before we go out in our big search, would you mind if we made a quick pit stop at my place? Kind of urgent.
Ben, I think you just solved my problem.
Jim follows Delbert, who carries Amelia into a towering, cluttered cave.
Pardon the mess, people. You'd think in 100 years I would have dusted a little more often. But, you know, when you're batching it, you tend to let things go. Aw, isn't that sweet? I find old-fashioned romance so touching, don't you? How about drinks for the happy couple?
Liquid oozes in flower pots.
No, thank you. We don't drink, And we're not a couple.
Amelia smiles fondly at Delbert, who turns his attention to the walls.
Look at these markings.
They're identical to the ones on the map. I suspect these are the hieroglyphic remnants of an ancient culture.
Mr. Hawkins, stop anyone who tries to approach. Oh.
Yes, now listen to me. Stop giving orders for a few milliseconds and lie still.
Very forceful, Doctor. Go on, say something else.
Hey, look! There's some more of your buddies! Hey, fellas! We're over here, fellas!
The pirates shoot at Ben in the mouth of the cave. Jim returns their fire.
Stop wasting your fire!
Jim reloads his gun.
Hello, up there!
He sees Silver waving a white flag.
Jim, if it's all right with the captain, I'd like a short word with you. No tricks. Just a little palaver.
Come to bargain for the map, doubtless. Pestilential.
Captain?
That means that he thinks we still have it.
As Jim meets Silver on a rocky slope, Morph touches down on Silver's finger.
Morphy! I wondered where you lit off to.
Silver takes a seat and ruefully rubs his injured peg leg.
Oh, this poor old leg's downright snarky since that game attack we had in the galley.
Jim's expression hardens.
Whatever you heard back there, at least the part concerning you, I didn't mean a word of it. That bloodthirsty lot had thought I'd gone soft. They'd have gutted us both.
Silver beckons to Jim.
Listen to me. If we play our cards right, we can both walk away from this rich as kings.
Yeah?
You get me that map and an even portion of the treasure is yours.
Silver extends his mechanical arm and Jim looks down sadly.
Boy, you are really something. All that talk of greatness, light coming off my sails, what a joke.
See here, Jim.
I mean, at least you taught me one thing, stick to it, right? Well, that's just what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make sure that you never see one drabloon of my treasure.
That treasure is owed me, by thunder!
I'll try to find it without my map, by thunder!
Oh, you still don't know how to pick your fights, do you, boy? Now, mark me. Either I get that map by dawn tomorrow, or so help me, I'll use the ship's cannons to blast you all to kingdom come! Mark. Hop to it.
Morph stays put.
Now!
Morph quivers behind Jim. In a fury, Silver hobbles away. Jim watches him go for a moment, then turns back to the cave, his anger subsiding. Silver stops and glances sadly back at Jim before continuing on. At night in the cave.
Gentlemen, we must stay together
And what? What? We must stay together and what?
Doctor, you have wonderful eyes.
She's lost her mind!
But you gotta help her!
Dang it, Jim, I'm an astronomer, not a doctor! I mean, I am a doctor, but I'm not that kind of doctor. I have a doctorate. It's not the same thing. You can't help people with a doctorate. You just sit there and you're useless.
It's okay, Doc. It's all right.
Yeah, Doc, Jimmy knows exactly how to get out of this. It's just Jimmy has this knowledge of things.
Jim, any thoughts at all?
Jim eyes the legacy in the sky.
Without the map, we're dead.
He spies a distant campfire.
If we try to leave, we're dead. If we stay here...
We're dead!
Morph's smile fades. Jim leans miserably against the mouth of the cave.
Well, I think that Jimmy could use a little
quiet time.
So I'll just...
slip out the back door.
Back door?
Oh, yeah, I get this delightful breeze through here. Which I think is important, because ventilation among friends...
Oh, what is all this stuff?
You mean the miles and miles of machinery that run through the entire course of the inside of this planet? Not a clue! Hey, Doc, I think I found a way out of here!
No, Jim, wait! The captain ordered us to stay
together. I'll be back!
Woof.
Jim, Ben, and Morph drop through a cavernous shaft. Later, Jim opens a domed hatch on the forest floor and spies pirates sleeping around the campfire.
So what's the plan?
Ben, quiet!
Jim clamps Ben's mouth shut. Silver stirs in his sleep.
Okay, here it is. We sneak back to the Legacy, disable the laser cannons, and bring back the map.
That's a good plan. I like that plan. The only thing is, I'm wondering, how do we get there?
On that.
Jim points to the pirate's moored longboat hovering nearby. Later, the longboat approaches the Legacy, anchored above the planet. Climbing aboard with Jim and Morph, Ben stumbles.
Sorry.
Light glows on the stairs from below decks. The three descend, and Jim peers furtively down the stairwell.
Okay, I'll get the map. You wait here.
Roger, Jimmy. All neutralized laser cannons.
Ben.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
Ben arrives at the engine room.
Disable a few laser cannons. What is the big deal? All we gotta do is find that one little wire.
Oh, Mama.
He opens control panel doors and sees dozens of wires. In the hangar, Jim finds the sphere still in the coil of rope.
Yes.
Ben plugs a wire back in its terminal.
Bad, Ben. Bad. Okay, fixing. Stupid robot's gonna get us all killed.
Cabin boy.
Scroop stands in the stairwell, blocking Jim's escape. Jim flees back inside with Morph, overturning barrels to block the path behind them. As Scroop gains on them, Morph turns himself into a custard pie and throws himself in Scroop's face. Scroop flings Morph into a duct, where he gets sucked through a network of pipes. Jim dashes behind a piece of machinery and cocks his pistol, then steps out to confront Scroop, who stops in his tracks. The lights go out.
Whoops! Okay, no panic. Breathing in. Breathing out.
As Ben works at the wire panel, the lights come back on. Jim finds himself alone below deck. He spins around, but finds no sign of Scroop. As he steps backwards, Scroop stealthily lowers himself down from the ceiling behind Jim. Morph suddenly pops out of a pipe, forms a hand, and pokes Scroop in the eye. Jim spins round, but Scroop knocks him over, and he drops his gun. The two wrestle.
This has gotta be cannons.
Ben unplugs a wire, then floats.
Maybe not.
Below decks, Jim and Scroop rise into the air, then through a grate before drifting outside. Scroop grabs a rope on the mast and clings to it. He snaps with his claw at Jim as he floats by. Tumbling end over end toward the vastness of space, Jim manages to grab hold of the Jolly Roger. Scroop clambers up the mast towards him. Jim tries to grab his floating pistol, which is just out of reach.
Come on. No!
Oh, yes. Do say hello to Mr. Arrow.
Scroop cuts the flag's rope, but Jim climbs onto the mast.
Tell him yourself!
Lunging, Scroop gets wrapped up in the Jolly Roger. He soars off into the Ethereum. In the engine room, Ben reconnects a wire.
Back you go, you naughty plush!
With gravity restored, Ben crashes to the floor and Jim onto the crow's nest. A sooty Morph pops from a pipe.
Morph?
Laser cannons disconnected, Captain Jimmy, sir!
See? That wasn't so tough.
Sparks shoot from Ben's smoking head. Jim takes the map sphere out of his pocket and looks at it. Back on the planet, they return to Ben's shadowy cave.
Doc, wake up. I got the map.
Silver snatches it.
Fine work, Jimbo. Fine work indeed.
Jim sees the pirates holding a gagged Delbert and Amelia.
Thanks for showing us the way in, boy.
Two pirates seize Jim. Morph sprouts teeth and bites the pudgy one's tail, which whacks him back. Morph hides in Jim's pocket as a pirate grabs Ben.
What's this? Sorry, stack of metal.
Not the face!
You're just like me, Jimbo. You hates to lose.
Silver stares gloatingly, then fiddles with the map sphere, using the multiple attachments on his mechanical hand to try and open it up. Silver looks at Jim, who smiles and shakes his head.
Open it.
Silver hands the sphere back to Jim. Face hardened, Jim glares back. Silver's cyborg arm produces a pistol.
I'd get busy.
Silver's right eye glows intensely. Delbert nods, then seeing Amelia shake her head, he does too. As Jim stares conflictedly, Silver cocks the hammer of his gun. Jim taps the sphere and gives it a twist. A blue and green light swirls up, forming the planet with crisscrossed rings.
Oh, the powers that be, would you look?
Silver's right eye twinkles as the image of Treasure Planet becomes a green bolt of energy and soars out of the cave.
Tie him up and leave him with the others till we...
The energy returns to the sphere.
You want the map? You're taking me too.
Silver's eye reddens momentarily, then he smiles.
We'll take him out.
Daytime, Silver's longboat follows the green bolt as it streaks beneath spreading groves of trees and over gnarled tuberous plants. As the others disembark, the pudgy alien stays behind in the boat with his gun trained on Delbert and Amelia. In Jim's pocket, Morph shudders.
It's okay, Morph. It's okay.
Ben approaches.
Jimmy, I don't know about you, but I'm starting to see my life pass in front of my eyes. At least, I think it's my life. Was I ever dancing with an android named Lupe?
Ben? Shh. This isn't over yet.
The green bolt leads into the woods.
We're getting close, lads. I smell treasure awaiting.
Silver hacks through undergrowth with his cutlass. The green bolt flashes over a cliff's edge before returning inside the sphere.
Where is it?
I see nothing. One great big stinking rank of nothing.
What's going on, Jimbo?
I don't know. I can't get it open.
We should have never followed this boy!
A pirate kicks him.
I'd suggest you get that gizmo going again, and fast!
Let's rip his gizzard rod out!
On the ground, Jim brushes grass from a metal plate with markings resembling those in Ben's cave. He inserts the sphere in its round indentation. A pulse of green light spreads along the ground, and an illuminated globe of the universe rises up on the end of beams of light in front of Jim. More shafts of light approach from beyond the edge of the cliff, converging to form an enormous triangular portal. The pirates gape at the cloud of stardust inside.
Oh, have mercy.
The Lagoon Nebula?
But that's halfway across the galaxy.
Jim touches the globe.
A big door. Opening and closing.
The portal opens and closes, revealing far-flung places in the universe.
Let's see. Italian Abyss. Montressor Spaceport.
The crescent-shaped port appears in the portal.
So that's how Flint did it. He used his portal to roam the universe, stealing treasure.
But where'd he stash it all?
Silver pokes the globe.
Where's that blasted treasure?
Treasure? Treasure? It's buried in the...
Buried in the centroid of the mechanism. What if the whole planet is the mechanism, and the treasure is buried in the center of this planet?
The pirates hurriedly start digging.
And how in blue blazes are we supposed to get there?
Just open the right door.
As Jim touches the ring planet on the globe, the portal shows long mechanical nozzles in a chamber. Jim puts his arm through the portal, then steps through in a yellowish flash of light. Silver comes through after him and unwittingly trips a red ankle-high sensor. The other pirates follow.
Wait for me! Wait for me!
They all stop and stare in awe. The pirates break out into cheers.
The loot of a thousand worlds.
Before them lies a vast hoard of treasure. Gold ore covers a rotating core the size of a small moon. Suspended around it, the mechanical nozzles begin firing plasma lasers at receptors set into its surface.
This is all seeming very familiar.
Flint's ship sits wrecked nearby.
I can't remember why.
Silver leaves them.
Ben, come on. We're getting out of here and we're not leaving empty-handed.
But Jimmy.
Silver kneels.
A lifetime of search. At long last.
Jim and Ben board the ship.
I can touch it.
Do you know what's strange? I can't tell you how frustrating this is, Jimmy, because there's something that's just nagging at the back of my mind.
Captain Flint?
In the flesh.
He's a skeleton.
Well, sort of, except for skin, organs, or anything that resembles flesh. That's not there.
And yet it's so odd, you know? I mean, I remember there was something horrible Flint didn't want anyone else to know, but I can't remember what it was.
Jim pries a metal object from the bony hand.
Oh, a mind is a terrible thing to lose. Oh. Ben, I think I just found your mind. Hold still.
Ah, Jimmy, your hands are very, very cold out there.
The metal plate fits perfectly in the back of Ben's head.
Hello? You know, Jimmy, I was just thinking.
It's all flooding back! Oh, my memories! Right up until Flint pulled my memory circuit so I could never tell anybody about his booby trap!
Speaking of which...
Pipework explodes overhead.
Flint wanted to make sure that nobody could ever steal his treasure, so he rigged his whole planet to blow higher than a Calypsian kite!
A laser nozzle falls from the roof of the chamber, then through the treasure and into the core, sending up a geyser of loot. The pirates flee in panic.
Run, Jimmy! Run for your life!
You go back and help the captain and Doc. If I'm not there in 5 minutes, leave without me.
I am not leaving my buddy, Jimmy!
Jim glares.
Unless he looks at me like that. Bye, Jim!
Jim tinkers with Flint's ship. As a plasma laser opens a deep chasm in the core's surface, the treasure spills into it. Silver gathers up as much as he can. Two pirates struggle with a treasure chest, only to be swept into the chasm. Silver turns frantically to see others making a run for it. The pirates flee the treasure chamber through the portal. Silver looks over towards Flint's ship and, using his cyborg eye, zooms in on Jim at the helm. Silver smiles to himself. Delbert and Amelia sit back to back in the longboat, their wrists bound.
All my life I dreamed of an adventure like this. I'm just sorry I couldn't have been more helpful to you.
Oh, don't be daft. You've been very helpful. Truly.
I feel like such a useless weakling.
His hands come free of the rope.
With abnormally thin wrists.
To the pudgy alien.
Excuse me, brutish pirate. Yes, you. I have a question. Is it that your body is too massive for your teeny tiny head, or is it that your head is too teeny tiny for your big fat body?
The alien approaches.
I pummel you good!
Yes, I'm sure you will. But before you do, I have one more question.
Is this yours?
Delbert points the alien's own pistol at him. In the treasure chamber, the thrusters fire up on Flint's ship as Jim mans the helm.
Jimbo!
And she's the seventh wonder of the universe.
Get back!
Jim brandishes a cutlass at Silver, who clambers aboard, scowling.
I like you, lad. But I've come too far to let you stand between me and my treasure.
Silver advances on him. Hit by a laser bolt, the ship rocks to one side, tossing Jim and Silver overboard. Jim plunges into the chasm, but manages to grab hold of a towering column's jutting ledge, gripping the ship's hull. Silver gains a foothold on a closer column. A plasma laser tears through the ship.
Oh, no, you don't!
Silver heaves the ship out of the laser beam's path. An agitated morph flies over to him. Silver spots Jim struggling to hang on to the ledge.
Jimbo!
Silver's mechanical hand grips tightly to the hull.
Reach for me now! Reach!
He stretches his human hand out.
I can't!
As the ledge recedes into the wall, Jim falls and clings to a lower one. Silver looks from the hoard of treasure on Flint's ship to Jim dangling precariously. He stares conflictedly, then lets go of the hull.
Oh, blast me for a boat!
Silver slides across a tower platform and grabs hold of Jim's wrist just as he loses his grip on the ledge. Silver swings Jim to safety beside him. Then they both watch as a brilliant shaft of plasma energy runs through the hull of Flint's ship. The ship explodes in a hail of gold coins. Silver and Jim rush through the portal back onto the clifftop outside.
Silver, you gave up!
This is a lifelong obsession, Jim. I'll get over it.
The legacy hovers before them.
Hurry,
people. We got exactly 2 minutes and 34 seconds to planet destruction!
Are you doing fine? Doctor, now, ease her over gently. Gently!
Below decks, captive pirates fill the brig.
They are better off on exploding planet!
Jim and Silver board the Legacy.
Take us out of here, Metal Man!
Aye, Captain!
Then steers the Legacy above the planet's erupting surface.
Captain, you dropped from the heavens in the nick.
Save your claptrap for the judge, Silver.
A chunk of hurtling debris takes out the Legacy's mizzen topsail. The yardarm falls and crushes one of the ship's cannons. Then some thrusters go out.
Mizzen sail demobilized, Captain. Thrusters at only 30% of capacity.
30%? That means you'll never clear the planet's explosion in time.
Jim looks back and sees the portal receding into the distance. He looks around to find the destroyed cannon sparking on the deck.
We gotta turn around.
What?
There's a portal back there. You can get us out of here.
Pardon me, Jim, but didn't that portal open onto a raging inferno?
Jim grabs a flat piece of debris.
But I'm gonna change that. I'm gonna open a different door.
Captain, really, I just don't see how this could possibly...
Listen to the boy!
1 minute, 29 seconds to planet destruction!
What do you need, Jim?
Just some way to detach this.
All right, stand by now.
Silver welds the flat sheet of debris to the cannon's energy cylinder. They push the makeshift contraption onto the side of the ship, and Jim climbs atop it.
Now, no matter what happens, keep the ship heading straight for that portal.
58 seconds!
He fires up the energy cylinder and rides the contraption like a solar surfer, heading straight for the portal.
Will you hear him? Get this blasted heap turned round!
Doctor, head us back to the portal.
Aye, Captain.
Delbert spins the wheel, and the ship turns starboard back towards the portal. Jim rides the makeshift solar surfer through the skies, bouncing off hunks of debris. Suddenly, the energy cylinder conks out, and he has to kickstart it into life again. He rides on, hurtling towards the portal and the illuminated globe of the universe at its entrance. The Legacy clips a towering column.
Just let me drive!
Ben checks his instruments.
25 seconds!
The energy cell on Jim's solar surfer dies again. He tries to kickstart it.
No!
Failing to engage, it plummets toward a molten river in the chasm.
Come on, lad.
17 seconds!
Jim flips the solar surfer around so the energy cell grinds against the column. The friction throws off sparks, igniting the thruster. Jim rides up out of the abyss in pursuit of the Legacy, which passes overhead, both rocketing towards the portal.
7, 6, 5.
Jim reaches the illuminated globe and touches the crescent-shaped icon, opening the portal onto Montressor Spaceport. The Solar Surfer and Legacy pass through as Treasure Planet explodes behind them. Jim swoops by Silver and they high-five.
Didn't I say the lad had greatness in him?
Morph transforms into fireworks and confetti. Then the captive pirates in the brig cheer. Delbert and Amelia embrace and share a smile. Jim lands back on the deck where Morph licks his face.
Unorthodox, but ludicrously effective. I'd be proud to recommend you to the Interstellar Academy. They could use a man like you.
Just wait until your mother hears about this! Of course, we may downplay the life-threatening parts.
Jimmy, that was unforgettable! I know you don't like touching, but get ready for a hug, big guy, because I gotta hug you!
Jim and Ben hug.
Hey, you hugged me back! Oh, I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
As Ben sobs, Jim turns to find Silver gone.
Does anyone have a tissue?
Silver unties a longboat in the hangar.
Morphy, we gotta make tracks.
You never quit, do you?
Ah, Jimbo, ha ha. I was merely checking to make sure our last longboat was safe and secure.
He reties it.
Mmm.
Jim redoes the knot properly.
That should hold it.
I taught you too well.
Jim gazes suspiciously.
Now, if you don't mind... We'd just as soon avoid prison little Morphy here. He's a free spirit.
Being in a cage, it'd break his heart.
Silver holds his mechanical fingers around Morph like a cage, then strokes him. Jim looks up at the old pirate, who smiles warmly at him. Offering a smile of his own, Jim pulls the lever, opening the hangar doors. Jim kneels down and unties the longboat.
What say you ship out with us, lads? You and me, Hawkins and Silver, full of ourselves and no ties to anyone.
Morph appears as a black tricorn hat atop Jim's head.
You know, when I got on this boat, I would have taken you up on that offer in a second.
Morph changes back.
But, I met this old cyborg, and he taught me that I could chart my own course.
Silver smiles affectionately.
That's what I'm gonna do.
And what do you see off that bow of yours?
A future.
Look at you, glowing like a solar fire. You're something special, Jim. You're going to rattle the stars, you are.
As Silver holds his arms out, Jim steps forward and they hug. They separate.
Got a bit of grease in the cyborg eye of mine.
Morph's lips tremble and he dissolves into a puddle of tears.
Oh, hey, Morph. I'll see you around, okay?
See you around.
Morph gives Jim a kiss on the cheek, then floats over to Silver and perches on his hand. With a thoughtful gaze, he holds Morph up.
Morphy, I got a job for you. I need you to keep an eye on this here pup.
Silver smiles at Jim. Morph follows his gaze.
Will you do me that little favor?
Morph salutes and nuzzles Silver's cheek, then floats over to Jim. Silver gets in the longboat, which begins to lower out of the hangar.
Oh, and one more thing.
He throws a handful of loot.
As for your dear mother, to rebuild that inn of hers.
Jim catches the treasure. Silver winks and smiles.
Stay out of trouble, you old scalawag.
Why, Jim, old lad, what have I ever done otherwise?
Silver doffs his hat and speeds away from the Legacy in the longboat towards a swirling orange nebula. Jim and Morph fondly watch him go. Now the Legacy hovers docked at Montressor Spaceport. Mrs. Hawkins heads through the bustling quayside and unwittingly gets in the way of a pug-faced alien who bad-temperedly rolls his eyes. Jim taps his mother on the shoulder. Then she turns around and they hug. Morph floats up between them and nuzzles Mrs. Hawkins. Later, Morph transforms into a pair of scissors and cuts a red ribbon outside the newly reconstructed Benbow Inn. Delbert takes a photo. That night, Ben comes out of the Benbow's kitchen wearing a chef's hat and clutching armfuls of sliced cake on plates. He distributes them amongst the guests, including Delbert and Amelia, who now have four babies, three resembling Amelia, and one the spitting image of Delbert. Everyone turns expectantly as the door to the inn bursts open and two police officers enter. They usher Jim in, sporting a smart new haircut and white uniform. The officers shake hands with Jim. Then Morph transforms into a metal and pins himself to Jim's jacket. As a tentacled musician plays various instruments, Jim and his mother dance beneath an archway formed by the outstretched arms of two lines of alien guests holding flowers. Delbert spins Amelia and dips her. Morph looks after their children, who lie in a basket. One of the little girls pulls her brother's hair, and he cries. Morph transforms into a baby's rattle to placate him. As the dance continues, Ben throws off his chef's hat and joins in, striking a disco pose. Smiling, Jim and his mother clap along. Standing by the window, Jim stops clapping and stares, lost in his own thoughts for a moment. He turns and gazes wistfully out the window at the night sky. The puffy clouds up above form the shape of Silver's smiling face, but in place of his cybernetic right eye, a star twinkles brightly. Fade to black.
It's good to see the sun and feel this place. This place I never thought would feel like home. And I ran for things are
This film has been described by Deluxe, with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Jedediah Barton. Against the blue background sits a louvered image of a castle. The space beneath the castle flares magically to reveal the words Walt Disney Pictures as a shooting star creates an arch.